Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Off-Menu podcast, taking the yogurt of great jokes, tipping in the crispy chocolate-covered bits of two lovely lads, mixing it in with the spoon of the internet and gobbling it all down like a podcast.
Don't know if you've done Crunch Corner before.
I don't think I have done Crunch Corner before.
I feel like you maybe have.
I feel like if I'd done Crunch Corner before, I probably did it better than that because I feel like I try and come up with them on the spot. And yep. I say try. I forget every single time that I've got to do it, even though, quick peek behind the curtain, we've just recorded an intro for another podcast.
Yeah.
I forgot that. And then straight after, I forgot that I had to do it for this one.
Yeah, you always forget you got to do it. So Benito always goes, okay, ready? And here we go. And then you go, oh no. Oh, hold on a second. Oh,
they always fluff it.
Try and think.
Yeah.
And then you go for it. And
Crunch Corner. Why did I do Crunch Corner?
I don't know why that came from. I didn't think you'd pick Crunch Corner. There's nothing on the table.
I've not had a Crunch Corner since 1997.
No, but and was that? I mean, that is the best one, I guess, one with the balls. But like
the balls, yeah.
But then I also liked the ones that had like
compote.
Nah, I didn't mean like the compote.
The compote, I always felt tricked. I was like, that could all be in the same pot.
Yeah, might as well be.
Yeah,
I like the ones. I think there was a banoffee one where the little thing that you poured in had like crumb in it, but also like toffee banoffee kind of sauce, and you bam,
like that one.
And then you go, yeah, really go to town on that one,
you little bitch.
Maybe the yogurt was like banana flavored yogurt, I think, and then you put toffee in, like
banana
crumb,
banana banoffee bitch.
So welcome to Off Menu. That's Ed Gamble. I'm the banoffee bitch, and we're gonna invite a guest into our dream restaurant, and we're gonna ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish, and drink. And this week, our guest is
Morgana Robinson. Morgana Robinson, wonderful comedian, actor, impressionist, Taskmaster champion. Amongst many things. Yes, very excited to have Morgana on.
Really excited. I've loved everything that I've seen Morgana do. Big fan. Looking forward to having her on here. You've already interviewed her for the Taskmaster podcast.
Yes, that was over Zoom. Previous. This is going to be in person, which will be lovely. And she won't be able to do what she did on the Taskmaster podcast, which was to go into her wardrobe and pull out a bag of wigs.
Okay. Well, she says she won't be able to, but maybe.
She might have brought the wigs with her.
We never know.
Very excited to have Morgana on. She is in a new sitcom called Newark, Newark, which is on Gold.
Yeah, make sure you watch that. Although, Ed, I have to say, look, I'm very excited to have Morgana on, but if she picks the secret ingredient, an ingredient which we deem to be disgusting, then we will kick her out of the dream restaurant.
And today's secret ingredient is tinned crab.
Tinned crab.
I've picked this one. I used to eat a lot of tinned crab, James.
Yeah, not surprised.
Since a cat is in my life,
yeah,
I now can't eat tinned fish because it reminds me of the food that we give him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a posh little cat,
yep.
And the food we give him, apparently what you're supposed to give cats these days is like all natural food. And he has like tuna with crab, tuna with prawns. And it's literally, it's just like tinned with added vitamins and
it's
stuff.
The same.
So now if I open a tin of tuna or a tin of crab or something like that, I'm like, it's cat food.
And does his shit smell of it?
Yeah, well, his shit, I mean, his shit's awful.
Yes.
But so is mine, so I can't complain about that.
Yeah, but cat's shit always smells exactly the same as their food. And so I would imagine that would put you off ever eating food again. Bad.
The only time I've ever been worried that my wife was going to leave me was when she walked into the bathroom where, because the cat's litter tray is in our bathroom.
You were using
the cat
litter
was
tray?
Having a shit. No, the cat was having a shit and I was having a shit on the toilet. It was unholy. And she was like, oh my God. We're like two lads just like both having a shit.
I thought she was going to leave you.
Yeah. It's the closest I've ever felt to that she's going to pack a suitcase and go because of the smell.
Well, good reason to leave. That'd be funny. She's left me. Why? Well, me and the cat were doing a shit at the same time in the same room and it smelled unholy. Well, fair enough. I'll check on her and see how she's doing. That sounds pretty grim.
Well, she just took a suitcase, all her clothes and a peg. Well, hopefully Morgana won't say tinned crab anyway.
Yeah, hopefully not. Also, maybe we'll kick her out as well as she says that she once had a shit in the same room as a cat.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. Is that the reason to leave someone?
I'm on tour doing my shits all over the UK. Yes. My show's called Electric. Edgamble.co.uk for tickets. It's been a lot of fun so far. Come and join in the fun.
You can pre-order my book, James Acaster's Guide to Quitting Social Media, Being the Best You Can Be and Curing Yourself of Loneliness, Volume 1. You can pre-order it wherever you get your books.
I will be doing that.
Thank you, Ed. Send
us a free one, though.
Yeah, I'll send you a freebie.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
And then you can post about it on social media.
Yes, we'll do. Without further ado, this is the off-menu menu of Morgana
Robinson.
Welcome, Morgana, to the Dream Restaurant.
Thank you. Okay.
Welcome, Morgana Robinson, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
Now, you said you just wanted to catch the wave. You didn't have any questions about the podcast. Do you know what happened then, just then?
I think he burnt himself.
You thought I set myself on fire?
Was it? Yeah.
No.
Any more guesses?
You just made some tiramisu in your knickers.
Interesting. Now, why? What part of that made it look like I did?
Morgana!
Yeah. Like I had tiramisu made in my knickers.
Did you always like sliding doors and you've come out, you know, from the back of the restaurant and you're walking through?
Kind of. That's a bit closer,
isn't
it?
Yeah, a bit closer. It is a bit closer, you're right, to making tiramisu in your knickers because that was so off-piste.
Yeah,
that anything you say
making
after
tiramisu
that
in my knickers was quite a long way off. But
it's when quite hard. It's much harder than you think. You've got to get all the layers.
Yeah. It's quite hard, isn't it? All the sponge fingers in there.
Can't look like it's already eaten.
I assumed making tiramisu in your knickers was like a euphemism for shitting yourself.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
But you're thinking about the layers of tiramisu.
Well, no, the layers of shitting yourself.
Yeah, sure.
And the sponge fingers?
Yeah. Quite. They've got to come out whole. Yeah. So deal with that.
I was being a genie. I'm a genie.
Oh, you're a genie. Have you come out of a bottle?
Or a gravy boat or like a, you know, some
no,
food
a bottle.
Thing.
It's Morgana's dream restaurant.
Yeah.
You've come out of a
whatever
bottle.
You want me to have come out of.
I do Morgana. Like gravy, though.
Big fan of gravy.
I like my roast. I like it swimming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Swimming in gravies. The way it should be.
Yeah. Would you like a bowl of a if you roast, would you prefer it in a bowl than
a
plate?
Yeah. At least a couple of high sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can
definitely.
Really
and
get
a spoon.
The gravy. Have it like a soup.
Yeah, slightly, yeah.
There's never enough gravy, is there?
Never. That's why I always, you know, like you can always order an extra jar.
A jar?
Interesting.
Because you've already said, is the genie in a bottle? And then asked for an extra jar of gravy. Are all of your vessels all topsy-turvy here?
Well, genie in a bottle, that's Natalie Imbruglia, right?
No. What?
Hey.
Come on.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Christina Aguilera. Oh. Christina Aguilera. I can't believe I just said that.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe it.
I get why you're mixed up because they're both surnames that sound funny when you say them.
Yeah.
Very funny in a Kettering accent.
Yep.
But, is that where you're from?
Yeah.
Where's Kettering?
Northamptonshire.
Where's Northamptonshire?
East Midlands.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can't follow that up with where's the East Midlands. It is in the name.
Like an hour on the train to Derby.
Okay, great. Well, you don't have a very strong, like, you know, that's a case of the show I did. I had to learn a Newark accent in a week.
Wow.
Why don't you sound like that?
Well, in Kettering, we're kind of, everyone's accents are quite, you know, we all speak quite lazily in different ways. But when I started doing stand up, when I was an open micer, people couldn't understand me sometimes.
Oh, so you had it thrashed out of you.
So I had to, like, learn to enunciate more. I was like, well, I better, you know. Like, I say Kettering now because people know that I'm from Kettering, but at the time as I opened mic, I'd say Kettering as clear as I could.
Ketamine?
Kettering, yeah, and that's the thing. Then they would say Ketamine to me afterwards and go, I thought you said, you had ketamine. And I was like, oh, no, I didn't.
And they were
say
disappointed that you didn't have ketamine.
Yeah. You really, like, you know,
let everyone down.
Let people think, oh, this is going to be brilliant. This open mic has got ketamine on him. All the other comics have been shit, but this guy's going to give us drugs. Oh, no. He's another shit one. What's a Newark accent then?
I shouldn't even brought that up.
No, you shouldn't have. But we got you now.
Oh, it's a pit. It's like a pinched O. Oh, my God. Oh my God. And they say things like, don't go out without your coat on because you get cold.
So this is Newark, Newark.
Yeah.
A new sitcom.
A new sitcom. Situation
Gold.
Exciting.
That you're in. Very
sexy
exciting.
Old gold.
What can you tell us about Newark, Newark?
Well, it's very funny.
Yeah.
It's very stupid.
Great.
It's about a middle-aged lady, very sexy, who has a son. And he's just come out. And there's lots of crazy characters. And kind of a funny mess.
That sells it to me, I think, a funny mess. I'm aboard
funny
with that.
Mess, yeah, that's yeah. How we describe, well, whenever I make tiramisu in my knickers, that's how I describe it. It's a lovely funny mess.
Talking of accents, though, Morgana, where are you from, though?
Well, I was born in Australia.
So there you go.
What? No...
I know. So I came over here when I was like 3. So I'm very anglicised, but my whole family sound like that. We're like, you know, proper sort of redneck country Victoria Australians. You know, it's very sort of, you know, neighbours or whatever.
Because obviously you're very good at voices anyway, because that's, you know, part of your job. You can slip
into
various characters.
That's just my auntie though, yeah.
But is that easier for you to reach for? Because even though you're only there for 3 years.
It's very familiar.
Yeah, it's very familiar.
Yeah, because I have to speak to on the phone all the time, yeah. I don't know.
Have you always been able to do voices? Because I'm something of a, I like to try. And I can't really do them very well.
James is obsessed with people who can do accents. But
do you want me to teach you one?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you, Ed, give us an example of an accent?
Well, shall I?
And
give,
if I can do it,
shall I give you an example of one that I love James doing?
No, you don't have to give... No,
yes.
Shrek. He does Shrek.
Go on, then.
What do you want Shrek to talk about?
Shoes.
So Shrek's got a new pair of shoes, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Really nice new pair of shoes, and he loves them so much.
Really nice.
Oh, I'm trying out these new shoes. Oh, they're so nice. Donkey, come and give me my shoes. I'm putting my shoes on. Oh, those are some good shoes. Oh, I'm going to wear them all the way happily ever after. Shrek.
That's extraordinary.
Thank you.
So where would you start, if there was any pointers that you could give James, maybe improve it, if it can be improved indeed.
I just move on to the next one. Try a new attempt. But yeah, the best way is if you know someone with a Glasgow accent, just sidle up.
Yeah.
Enjoy the ride.
I mean,
suck it all in.
Mike Myers, yeah, he's Canadian, doing like a Scottish accent that a lot of Scottish people, they don't appreciate the voice he does in Shrek. So maybe they would prefer mine, because I'm just at least making, you know, I'm not even making fun of him. I'm genuinely trying every time I do that. I'd like to think that Scottish people would appreciate my one more than his one.
I think so. It's got more potential or something.
Yeah, it's a lot of potential.
Yeah, a lot of potential. 100% potential.
It's almost, yeah, it's almost, full of... yeah, it is. It's nothing but potential, though. Yeah. We always start with still or sparkling water. We'll go
oh,
on.
Sparkling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love not even thinking water. About the still.
No, if I'm out,
yeah.
If I'm out, I'll go fucking sparkling all the way. Yeah.
Just because it feels fancier?
Yeah, it feels a bit, you know, like you feel a bit bubbly, you feel a bit zingy, puts a spring in your step.
So are you feeling bubbly before you have the sparkling water, or are you feeling not bubbly and then you have the sparkling water and then you're feeling
and
bubbly?
And then I'm ready to masticate.
You're ready to go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You both won Taskmaster.
Yes.
Fucking hell, yes, we did.
Yeah, we both won it.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
You didn't win?
You didn't even know I did it.
Morgana vibe stuff, we know this.
What? Yeah, I did it.
Did you have a nice time?
Yeah. I had a nice time.
He came second.
Were you in
bottom.
The same...
No, we weren't in the same one. I would have loved that.
Yeah, wouldn't that have been... That yeah.
I'd have thrashed him.
No, you wouldn't. You came second bottom in your...
Yeah, but I was
second
like,
bottom.
My one... What you got to understand,
second
Morgana?
Bottom.
Morgana, what you got to understand about my one is that any of us on my one, if we'd been on another series, we would have won.
That's
like,
not true.
We were really good.
Oh, I see.
So, like, if I was on Ed's one, I would have won it.
That's not true.
So it didn't matter that I was second bottom
obviously
on my
you know
one.
Morgana, I do the Taskmaster podcast, and we regularly interview someone called Jack Bernhardt, who is a comedy writer and also a Taskmaster obsessive, and has done spreadsheets for every single possible scenario.
Oh my God.
And I beat James.
That's handy, isn't it?
I beat James in every single possible scenario.
No, I don't think that. I don't know who this dweeb is.
I'm always like top five in all of them, and James is like bottom third of the table.
I don't know who this dweeb is who you've been talking to on the Taskmaster podcast, but like, I can guarantee you that's not true. That wouldn't work. If I was given your tasks, I would have like been number one.
Do you think so? What was your favourite task? What did you excel at most?
I reenacted a computer game, did Grand Theft Auto, and I was very convincing.
He was really chuffed with that.
Yeah, and you know what? That was the one he did well at.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
What about you, Morgana?
When I painted myself green and I sat in a bath and I was a mermaid.
That was really fun. That was good.
See, actually, yeah, so there's crossover there. One of my best tasks was dressing Alex up like a mermaid and putting funnel boobs on him and spraying a hose out of one of them so he was a water feature.
I saw that somewhere.
Probably on the news where they said the best task has happened.
Ed's been arrested.
Yeah. Ed's been arrested for taping up this poor
mermaid. For the uniboob.
For the uniboob mermaid, yeah.
If you were going to be a mermaid again, would you want to be in sparkling water?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's yeah, it's quite decadent, isn't it?
Do you want a wedge of lemon or any ice in your sparkling water?
Yeah, are we somewhere hot?
Wherever you want.
Well, where do you want the dream restaurant to be?
I want it to be on the beach. Does everyone say that? I want it to be on the beach.
No.
Don't they?
No, not at all.
I imagine everyone wanted to be on the beach.
Sometimes people don't question the location of it.
Mm. I need to set the scene. So I was thinking like a little place in Italy somewhere on the shore.
Love it. Yeah.
And some old geezer. You're the waiter, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, so your dad's the old geezer and he owns it or whatever. Okay. And it's all quite like family, you know, family run. That'd be nice.
Yeah. So you want an old geezer to run it?
I want the old geezer to run it, sort of wink at me every now and again. Yeah. Mamma mia. You're
from
London. Yeah.
Mamma mia, that's my dad.
Exactly, that kind of
thing. Well, and the Mamma mia is your mum.
And they send you like free limoncellos and stuff like that.
Yeah. So you want to be sort of... Lightly harassed
yeah. by the locals, just to keep my spirits up and sort of feel that I've still got it. And I can hear some waves and shit.
Yeah.
You know, sand in the toes.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe.
I thought you were setting yourself up for like a little rhyme there.
Nah.
Sand in the toes, anything goes. Something like that. I thought that's what you were saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I could start it and you can always finish it.
Yeah, if you keep setting rhymes up.
That's a perfect catchphrase for, like, you know, a kind of, like, slightly bawdy act, but not quite. Well, I'll start it. You can always finish it.
Yeah.
I'll always finish any catchphrase you want to throw out there, Morgana.
Thank you.
And you're going to be sent limoncellos for the whole meal.
Oh, yeah, go on then.
Yeah, just keep them coming.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
It's normally the end.
Yeah, it's the end, isn't it? Where you get there.
Always nice to be around. Yeah.
I love a limoncello on holiday.
Only on holes, yeah.
Have you ever tried to have a limoncello just in England?
It takes the roof of your mouth off.
It's awful.
My mum made some homemade.
Brilliant.
A homemade batch. It was like, I'm sure if you could run a car on it, it was aggressive.
How did she make it?
I don't know, but you've got to be really careful. There's like, is it ethanol? Am I making this up now?
Pop it up as all bread! Pop it up as all bread, Pop it up as all bread!
Fucking bread! Focaccia. Yeah. I'm in Italy now, so...
Yeah?
Yeah.
So do you want James the genie waiter to bring it over, or do you want his sort of cheeky dad?
No, I do. I want him. I do.
Right, okay. Right. You're bringing it over. So what's the old dad doing now?
He's like whistling or something, isn't he? And whistling and just winking,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Is he sort of in the restaurant, or is he just sat on the beach as well, or is he in the sea, maybe with tiny little trunks on?
Yeah, maybe it's just with his feet in the water, listening to his Walkman.
Yeah.
his Discman.
What's he listening to?
I don't know, Kylie.
Yeah.
Right, so he's listening to Kylie like all old Italian men.
Yeah.
He's sat on the beach just whistling and winking at you.
Whistling and winking, yeah.
Are you fine with that?
Yeah, throwing the old clam at my head.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of thing.
Getting you? Or missing?
Just missed me by a bee's dick.
Yeah. Nice phrase.
You've got a lot of good phrases, Morgana, because something you said to me on the Taskmaster podcast, people mentioned to me a lot. I was saying something, I went off on a rant about something, and you told me to take my foot off the cunt pedal.
Wow.
Did you leave that in?
Yeah. Of course we did. It's great. I love it.
It is a good one, isn't it?
I've used it since. Only on myself, though.
Oh, no, yeah. Feel free to use it.
Are these all Australian phrases?
No, that one I learnt off Matt Berry, actually.
Right.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You need to take your foot off the cunt pedal. He's a funny fucker.
Yeah. That's how he talks.
Yes.
So this guy sat in the sea, winking... listening to Kylie.
Yeah, and the sun's going down, but it's still like you can still see everything. It's really works like well twinkly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe some stray cats and shit. Keep it real.
Do you like that on holiday with stray cats?
Of course I do. No, stray dogs.
Stray dogs.
Yeah, I've always by the end of it have like three pets.
Yeah, see, I hate that. Yeah.
Do you? It's
especially
not for everyone.
When I'm eating dinner, I'm like, get away, guys.
And then it was shingles or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they don't have all their limbs, it's a bit off-putting, but
yeah. How many limbs? Do you want the full set or are you okay with just one missing?
Oh, just with one. This dog just hops about.
Just one,
no, one missing, I said.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that'll be the one I want to save. Mm-hmm.
What's your ideal stray pet around a restaurant table on holiday? Doesn't have the full amount of limbs or one with an extra limb.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like a nubbin?
Yeah.
Well,
has it got toes or is it fully developed the fifth one?
No, I think maybe just like almost it's on the way to being
like a pigeon's foot or something.
Yeah, like
no,
a pigeon's foot.
No,
you don't want
you.
That. That's
no.
The worst one.
Yeah, three max for legs, four max.
What if it was walking around just on two legs like a person, but with
Now I'm starting to think about going next door to the other restaurant.
What about a bow tie on it? It's like a little little waiter dog.
Okay, that's quite cute.
Yeah.
What if the little waiter dog trots over to bring you a focaccia and then the focaccia comes up and it's on a little extra pigeon's foot that's on the side?
Mm.
How are you feeling about that? How much do you like focaccia?
Yeah.
I love the way you looked at Benita there as if to say, get me out of this.
Who is this and what's going on?
Yeah.
Just for today.
Okay.
I'm quite game.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. You don't have to have the pigeon foot. I was just testing how much you like focaccia, whether you'd still eat the focaccia if it was handed by a little pigeon nubbin on the side of a dog.
Has the nubbin touched the focaccia?
Yeah, it's the grasping the focaccia.
Oh, it isn't. Oh. So that's how it's like clasping it.
Yeah,
pick that. At least give us a scenario that someone might pick.
But I'm saying if Morgana loves focaccia, if the little pigeon foot presented me with my favourite bread, I'd probably go, thank you very much, and I just tear off the corner that the pigeon foot nubbin touched.
Yeah.
That's sensible.
Yeah.
What?
And you give that to the pigeon?
And you give that to the pigeon? Well, it's not a pigeon, it's a dog, but...
Oh, but yeah, okay, well, you give that to the dog.
The dog with the pigeon foot nubbin, yeah. As a little tip.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
So do you want that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I want that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How did we get to yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can have that if you want.
What other breads are there?
Well, all the breads in the world.
Really?
Yeah, any bread you want.
All right, I'm going to stick with pigeon focaccia.
Your dream starter?
Well, I thought of something like tuna tartare or something.
Yeah.
Fresh, clean. Yeah. Lots of citrus.
Yeah.
Maybe a little sesame snap on the side.
That's nice.
What, like the ones you buy in
No, not
shops?
Ones you get in, like, when you were a kid and, you know, when you asked for something sweet and your mum gave you that and you're like, fuck.
Who's buying those? Who is buying those sesame snaps?
My mum, I used to get them all the time.
Really? The ones in the little yellow packets?
Apparently that was a pudding.
Yeah. No, my God.
I know.
So they still sell them in corner shops and they've got dust on them because no one's buying them.
Mm.
Is it just you buying that?
I'm going to be honest. I never had them as a kid ever.
As kids? James used to be
as
four kids.
I used to be a number of kids. And it's a long story about how I came to be the single man I am now, but we all joined forces. Anyway, I went through a phase like a few years ago. I was in a shop, I was buying something else, probably a Diet Coke or something.
Yeah.
And as I was buying it, looked at sesame snaps and thought, I've never had them. I've seen them my whole life, I've never had them. I'm just going to buy one.
No one's had them.
It was delicious.
They are quite, yeah.
I went through a phase of having them every time I was in those shops. Eat it on the way to a gig, give myself a bit of, you know.
A bit of a boost?
Yeah, a bit of vavavoom for the gig. Yeah.
See, if they repackage themselves as they give you vavavoom,
yeah,
I would buy them.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
Jerry on me.
Pop a sesame snap in.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Bap a boom.
But it's one of those things in shops that I just never...
Well, I'm thinking of a more like sort of Japanese-y sort of...
Yeah,
like a
almost
sort
like
of,
a tweel, like a
thank
thin...
Thank you, like
sort
a, of, like a yeah, crispy, like
tweel.
An airy, like a... butter melt in the mouthy sort of sesame snappy
texture
thing.
And, yeah.
Not those little bricks, those little angry, sweet, nutty arsehole bricks.
Yeah, meaty arsehole bricks.
Nutty arsehole bricks,
sorry.
No, I know what you mean. Just like
you can break your teeth on those...
Yeah.
Things, yeah. Especially the ones you're talking about with the dust on, because they've all like glued together in the.
Yeah, losing your teeth's the opposite of vavavoom, I'd say.
Yeah, that's not very vavavoom, is it?
Padavoom.
What?
That's padavoom.
Padavoom. Tuna tartare.
Yes, please.
You regularly have that? Is that one of your favourite dishes?
It is on my local Italian.
Do they know that? When you come in, do they know?
Oh, Winky knows, yeah.
is there a Winky in your local Italian?
There's a Winky everywhere!
Is there?
Do you not have a Winky everywhere?
No, it's a different
experience for
Morgana,
us, I think.
Is it?
When we go into an Italian restaurant.
Yeah, maybe you might find that a bit creepy if men wink at you.
I'd welcome it. They don't do it. They're not interested in winking at me and Jane.
The less teeth, the better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For them or you.
Oh, Jesus, Ed. That's the... Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, dear. Sorry, I'm so sorry,
all
Morgana.
All my teeth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I mean,
I did chip this one though.
On a Sesame Snap.
Yeah. No, I was so drunk, I don't know how I chipped it, but I just woke up with a sort of light. I've got this is fake, this corner of my tooth.
Where were you the night you chipped your tooth? Let's see if we can, dude, where's my car this?
Yeah. Ed is Ashton Kutcher. Yeah. And I am.
I mean, I was in Soho, and that's all I can give you. And right. then I just woke up with like half my tooth missing.
Yep. Matt Berry was around.
Let's blame it on Matt.
I can already tell that Matt Berry was around when this happened.
Yeah.
I bet he was around.
Yeah, I must have, like, chipped it on his tash or something.
Yeah.
I chipped my tooth. I've got a crown here now.
Have you?
Because I used to think it was cool to open bottles of beer with my teeth.
That is quite cool, though, isn't it?
It is
Do you think
cool.
it is? If you're a pirate.
And if you're a 16-year-old girl, you think it's quite cool.
Do you?
Yeah, that's okay. The kind of thing would have been like...
Yeah. They didn't. They didn't think it was cool.
Did they not?
If you knew Morgana, that would have gone quite well by the sound of things.
Yeah.
But Morgana also likes men with no teeth winking at her. So You can't have both.
Just me opening bottles of beer, all my teeth falling out.
Your gums.
Desperately
You've
winking
got very
at
good
you.
Teeth, actually, haven't
they're,
you?
They're solid now. They're fine. They're but they're all fake.
So what happened? So we do... Was it mid-crack?
Oh. Yeah, it like... Because you got to get the tooth over the bottle cap and then you... push it down like that and it just took a chunk off. And then you would have thought I would have sorted that out. I just started doing it on the other side.
Oh, wow. My vagina's going weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I can't tell you. I'm sure, I don't know, maybe what willies do when you hear weird things like that, but just a good bit.
Yeah. Pop back in. They go.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
In.
Mine's
yeah.
going all haywire like a little piggy tail.
Yeah. Is it curly?
It's going curly. It's looping. It's
as
looping
you get older,
loop.
It's getting curly as you get older.
No, just when I heard that story.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah. It was all normal. And then Ed told that story and it started going, whoa!
God, it'd be such a nightmare loop. If they got curlier as they got older.
Yeah, that would be bad, wouldn't it?
Oh, you know what aging is like. You find grey hair and then when you find the first loop in your dick.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So there's a Winky in your Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
So he's winking at you. Does he know when you sit down to bring you the tartar?
No, he's going to bring me the menu first. And I always like to have a little peruse, you know, and I like because I like to take it all in. It kind of gets me in the mood. Mm.
But even though deep down you know.
Oh, I know
you're
where
having
I'm going.
The
I know where I'm heading.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you go through the sort of ritual of pretending to yourself that you might pick something else?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, calamari might be nice. Yeah, yeah. Mm. But have you seen my octopus teacher?
Yeah.
I can't eat anything with tendrils now.
Because of that?
Yeah, it really broke my heart. It's so romantic, wasn't it?
Kind of, but then also not.
When they hugged at the end.
Well, yeah. James has got a theory.
What?
I don't know if I had a theory about it. I just think, you know, Attenborough's got his rule of don't interfere, right?
Ah.
Stand back, don't interfere, let it happen. Octopus teacher, man. Goes, completely interferes, becomes
Straight
his friend,
in.
Playing
no
with
loop.
It all the time. Then the shark comes along and then he goes, oh, the Attenborough rule, I'm going to leave you to get fucking eaten now by a shark and have the shit kicked out of you. Because he's too afraid to, you know, oh, we'll be buddies and basically I'll get you all tame and trusting so that, you know, like that, so that you're absolutely easy pickings for a shark. And then the shark comes along and he just films it getting battered. I don't think that's romantic.
I thought you told me you wanted to fuck the octopus.
Yeah.
She was pretty hot.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen it because I like eating octopus, and everyone I've spoken to.
You don't fucking do it. I've ruined my life.
Yeah, so I really like eating octopus. So rather than watch it and change my mind,
stick your head in the sand.
Yeah, head in the sand.
Loads more documentaries out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Your dream main course?
I was thinking vongolais.
Yeah?
Yeah, spaghetti vongolais, please.
And is this because the man sat on the beach is throwing clams at you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, got me in the mood.
Yeah, sort of. So he's suggesting things by chucking them at your head, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vongolais comes up a surprising amount, I'd say.
Harry Hill chose it as his dream main course. Kindred spirits, in a way. You and Harry
so
Hill.
That's really, I like that.
Do you not think?
Yeah.
Similar vibes.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
We used to live in Whitstable as well.
Lovely. Where was the best place to eat in Whitstable?
There's a place called The Sportsman, which is very nice.
What kind of food?
Modern British, I would say.
Yeah.
This vongolais.
Do you want to share it with Harry Hill?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'll share it with Harry.
We've not checked with him that's okay.
Hey, what could you have to... Can I have to come up with something else?
No, God, no. We were just saying, would you...
Come on.
If you were having vongolais, do you want your own portion or do you mind sharing?
No, I'm not sharing. Oh, fuck
that. No.
I eat like a man. I eat a lot of pasta.
Yeah.
How often are you eating pasta?
3 times a week.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of pasta. And yeah. You varying up the dishes?
What you mean, the sauces and then the shapes?
Yeah, sure. But yeah, this is the general pattern.
Well, the shapes and the sauces, yeah, vary that.
The shapes and the sauces.
Yeah, I'll do, yeah.
And, what you're putting in. What pasta dishes are you having? So let's go through
your week.
Okay. I did like a really nice one with like a spinach and artichokes. That was nice.
Nice. What shape pasta?
Spaghetti.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I did like a rigatoni one with like sausages and sage, but they were not sausages, they were vegetarian sausages. Uh-huh. And tomatoes and fennel seed. Very nice.
Lovely. Mm-hmm.
Lots of basil. Oh, yeah. Like a seafood one.
Yeah.
Like
prawns and loads of like lemon zest.
Mm. How many shapes of pasta do you have in your house at any given moment?
Oh my God. I'd probably say about 7 at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
7?
Yeah.
I don't think I could even name that many shapes of pasta.
Yes, you can. Come on, let's go.
Yeah. Come on, Ed.
Penne.
Yeah.
Thank you. Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Linguine.
Yes. Fusilli.
No, I'm not looking. I want to do it properly. I want to do the game properly. You don't win Taskmaster by taking help from other people. It's lasagna sheets.
Yes,
does that count?
Lasagna, cannelloni, you can say that. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I'll say that next.
Angel hair?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Farfalle.
Oh, that's action mambo tied.
That's what I was doing for you. I was trying to help you.
Oh, right, okay. Tagliatelle. Tagliatelle.
Yeah.
Oh, good one. Uh-oh. I might be in big trouble here.
I said it a minute ago when I was talking about the sausage.
Here's the thing as well. Like, I make a regular pasta, my chorizo broccoli pasta, and I make it with a pasta that I don't even know the name of it. We get the same pasta every time because it's the best one to go with chorizo broccoli pasta.
And do you do it with anchovies and chilli?
No. We do it with chilli. Chilli, garlic, capers.
Sexy.
Thank you.
I've got 2 lined up ready to go.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, no pressure. Oh, I've got about 5.
The Taskmaster champs are absolutely shredding me here.
You're going to come bottom last again.
Oh, no.
Bottom last.
Second bottom I came, and it will be the same again because Benito's bottom.
The last time you had a second bottom was when you were many kids.
Yeah. I had 4 bottoms. I think I'm out.
Come on.
I don't think there's any other pasta.
You're going to give up.
Macaroni.
Yeah, there you go.
Macaroni!
Macaroni! Yeah,
well, macaroni. But if ever is that good, macaroni.
Orzo.
Oh, nice.
What?
Orzo. Looks like little rice.
Looks like
things.
Rice. Orecchietti.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the blue ears!
Because it's straight back now. Oh, no. Because you two had ones lined up. So it's like, I didn't even
get... This is the genius of this game.
I came up for air for like 2 seconds, and now that's it. Oh, come on.
Also, you were so smug when you said
like,
angel
hair. Think of like, you know, hair. When like, when you... Yeah, so
angel
smug.
Hair, I was really yeah. smug
really
with
thought,
that.
Angel hair.
I've got me.
Because I was like, you were struggling, so I was like, well, this game's going to last like one more round. So I got angel hair and then I'm out. I didn't know I was going to have to do more.
Then you checked out, didn't you?
Yeah, I did check out. But even now that I'm in, also what's annoying about it is that I tried to go, I'm out, and then I told I can't go out. You were like, no. So now I'm trapped in this
I've
game.
I've got 3 lined up.
You haven't got three lined up, have you?
I've got a few up my sleeve.
What?
Uh-huh.
How is this
sweating,
happening?
He's sweating.
You normally like guessing games.
He looks really actually quite worried.
For Flazy.
I'm not sure for Flazy.
For Flazy. Yes, Benito? He's on the Wikipedia. For pasta.
How are you spelling for Flazy?
F-E-R-F-L-E-Z-Z-I.
Nothing.
It's got to be zero.
Oh, you've got to...
I'll beat Dave Foreman.
You've done. Do you want to hear my last ones that I had?
Yeah, yeah, go.
Bucatini.
Nice.
Bucatini. And the MGs.
The big, thick spaghetti. Ravioli, I thought I could throw that in.
Oh, hello.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Tortellini.
You haven't even thought of... You haven't gone down the parcel road at all, have you?
Struzza preti.
Yeah, the little ripped bit.
Strangled that... priest, that means.
What the... That's one of the bands
Ed,
he listens to.
I've got a wide on.
Is that another pasta?
Yeah. Meaty dishes only.
Yes.
We're not going to put this bit in, are we? We're going to take this bit out.
Yeah. Our listeners love this kind of stuff. Yeah.
Do they? They're disgusting.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Great.
You've just got to speak your truth, Morgana. They love it.
I generally do anyway. I don't know. Try and keep it hidden away, but it just comes out.
Yeah.
Like an angry gremlin. Did we say pappardelle?
No, I don't think we did.
No,
that's
we didn't,
all
did
the
we?
Cut, the like different.
Or that's is that, the fatties. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fatties,
yeah.
Thin and fat. Yeah. And then I thought of Stellina, those tiny little ones that you put in the minestrone, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
Yeah.
Loads. You missed out on loads, James.
That's
you
tough.
Look gutted, mate.
Well, you know, I was running my mouth off earlier about I'd just win in any game of, you know, but if we were all on Taskmaster together and it was name as many pastas, I'd be bottom
Which
in
they
the
would
task.
Do as a studio task.
Yeah, I'd be bottom in the task yeah. there.
I don't mind vongolet, but when it arrives and all the shells are in there,
yeah.
That feels like admin to me.
I love a bit
Do
of
you?
Seafood admin. Give me a crab, give me a claw, fucking smash that bitch up. Honestly, I am getting in there. No stone is left unturned. I'll be there for hours, actually,
yeah.
And I'm really sorry, and it's embarrassing, and people will stare, and I don't care. It's like the scene out of Splash, you know, when she just, like, takes a chunk out of the lobster in the restaurant.
So you just really take your time
over everything. I go caveman.
Yeah.
Yeah, fully caveman.
The you wouldn't I like suck it all like... Tinned. You wouldn't like tinned crab or canned crab or anything.
Get out.
Yeah, you hate it.
Yeah. So the old guy, he's sat on the beach now. He's
smoking now.
Is he smoking
now? Yeah.
He's so bored of watching you do seafood
admin. He's made the biggest joint of all time.
Oh, a joint?
Yes, yeah, it's a joint.
This is my dad. My Italian dad.
Yeah, exactly. And now he's stoned off his nut.
Yeah,
that's very typical of your dad, actually, of course.
But he's spot on.
Yeah.
And then the band's just arrived.
What band's playing?
I don't know, some local types with, like, horns and drums and stuff.
Yeah. It's your dream meal, and you're happy to roll the dice on some local types?
Yeah.
You don't want to just choose your favourite band?
No way, Jose. No, I want to taste all the delicacies of the surroundings.
It's amazing that in your dream meal, I think you've picked all of the aspects of holiday meals that I hate.
Have I?
Stray cats.
Yeah.
A winking old man.
I said dogs, actually.
Stray dogs.
Yeah.
Stray animals. Winking old man, who's being a bit weird around all the women.
Yeah.
A local band who play despite you wanting them to play or not. And in a minute, I'd imagine someone's going to come over and try and sell you some roses.
Yeah.
No! Hey, back off.
But you draw the line?
I'm drawing the line at roses.
You're drawing the line at roses. Fair enough. Good.
Yeah, maybe a conch.
What?
A conch shell.
Oh.
You know the ones that...
Yeah. I thought it was conch.
I think it is actually conch. I think it's conch.
Shit,
I thought
so
it was conch.
Two of us are saying conch.
But I know you
that
two...
That shell, that is...
Have already put
we want Taskmaster, so we're probably right.
You want Taskmaster, so this might be right.
You said shell pasta earlier, and it's conchialeggi or something? Is the shell pasta?
Check this out.
How do you feel about that, Dave?
Shell pasta.
I feel pretty bad.
Shells.
Pretty bad.
Pasta and sauce.
Yeah. I would agree with Ed that the food that you've picked sounds delicious, but the setting is the worst we've ever had on the podcast. Probably.
Yeah.
Are you joking?
I'm just waiting for some sort of topless England fans to run across the beach.
No.
It's Sky Sports on the TV.
No, it is not. No, this is like little local sort of like, it's a little, you know, a tiny little, the beach is about that big.
Yeah.
Which is about the size of my... cranium.
So you're sitting on a beach the size of your own cranium.
Interesting.
Maybe a bit bigger. But like, you know, and it's all friendly and like you have to maybe like walk down some rocks to get there, that sort of thing.
Yeah. No, I think that sounds idyllic. I think the band and the stray animals and the winking old man
but
would
the
really
band is like a really good cover of Toxic. by Britney Spears.
Okay.
It's okay.
I'm confused now.
In an Italian accent.
Yeah, but they're not singing it in Italian. They're singing it in English.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it sounds awful.
It's pretty bad. But,
yeah.
But it's and it's entertaining.
Mm. What's your spaghetti technique?
Just twizzle.
Are you twizzling?
Twizzle, shovel it in, and then bite off whatever's sort of splashing about. You know,
I'm not a sucker.
You
didn't need to suck in.
I'm not a lady in the tramp.
What, how do you feel about people who chop their spaghetti up with a knife and fork and then eat the little bits?
Pretty furious, not answering the question, just staring down at the head.
I used to work in restaurants. I worked in restaurants for 8 years.
Well, how's this only come up now?
Yeah. Didn't think that was relevant?
I thought there'll be a time and place for it, and it's now, and that's why I gave you desk.
What sort of restaurants did you used to work
in? The first one I worked in was a place called West Street, closed down. Mm-hmm. And then the second place was a place called The Avenue, and then I used to work at Rocker. Do you know Rocker on Charlotte Street?
Posh sushi.
And that's where I met my agent.
Is it?
Yeah. What?
When you were working there?
You open your own doors. Yeah, I was working there. I was the door hall. So, I'd take you to your table.
Uh-huh.
And, so, you know...
So, in that case, they specifically weren't opening their own doors, right?
No.
You were opening everyone's door.
I was the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was the entrance.
You were the entrance.
Yeah.
And did they sign you based on your job there?
No, so basically what I did was, so John Noel, he used to come in at lunchtime a lot. He was lovely, and I always used to give him, he was my favourite, and I'd always, you know, get him a nice table and that kind of thing. And then I made my own showreel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was absolutely appalling.
Was that doing impressions and characters and that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
You look really worried about it, but it seemed to have paid off.
Well, yeah. I'm just hoping it never gets leaked.
Agent. Couldn't it be bad?
Yeah.
It was appalling.
Well, why didn't he sign you?
No, I'd probably get cancelled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I sent it to loads of, like, lovey agents, and obviously no one got back to me. But I did a sculpture degree before then, so uh-huh. I was, like, untrained, didn't really know what to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then I made my own showreel, and I gave it to him. And then he signed me.
Did you present it as if it was like one of the dishes?
On a platter. Fring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd never been able to do stuff like that.
How did you crowbar your way in?
Just gigging. People saw me, meeting people. But I would never have had the confidence.
How did you get on the circuit?
You just asked for gigs and stuff.
Were you not absolutely petrified?
Yeah, I still am.
Are you?
Ruined my entire life.
Oh, mate, really?
I wasn't.
Well, he's come out all right.
But when you're younger, you're more confident, I think. You tend to make those decisions.
That I feel like a bit the same way when I go to Chessington. Like, when I was a kid, I'd fucking go, come on then, I was game for, I was it, literally, get me on the back end of the galleon now.
Yeah.
So I can spit at everyone. Now I'm like, oh, teacups.
Yeah.
The fear does set
no
in,
no chance of going
it?
On Ramesses of Revenge now.
No, I just snap my neck. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? If I don't sleep on my pillow every night, it's like I've fallen out of a 50-story building.
Are you taking your pillow with you?
I take my pillow everywhere.
Do you?
Oh, I take my pillow everywhere. My pillow comes with me. It's not here. But I mean, yeah.
I mean, I would have noticed if you'd walked in here with your pillow.
Yeah, with a pillow.
It comes Travelodge with me.
Uh-huh.
It comes wherever I want. It's specific to my weird. My neck is. Look.
Yeah, it's really
long neck.
It's a really fucking long neck. And it needs as much support as it can get.
Sure.
I can't sleep on planes. Like, I have to get two of those things.
Oh, so you have to double stack the travel bed.
I have to double stack. I'm a double stacker. And even then, there's like an inch left. And I'm on a long haul flight just crying my fucking tits off. Whilst all the other fucking cunts are sleeping.
Yeah.
All the short
really
nights.
Winds me up. And then I'll drink like 8 bottles of red wine.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then take a sleeper.
Yeah.
And then do something weird in my sleep. Have you done that?
What would you mean?
Have you ever
weird?
Been woken up by the hair hostess?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You were saying some weird things in your sleep. I was like, oh, God.
Is that bad? Did they tell you what?
Do you know what you were saying?
Yes, I do know. I found out because the guy next to me couldn't wait to tell me.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Go on.
You fucking caught you cheating, you fucking asshole!
Your dream side dish, Morgana?
I mean, I was going to go for a salad.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit boring, but it's what I would... I'm just trying to be authentic.
Is it your favourite?
And normally what happens is, because I don't eat cheese, I'll go, hi, can I get the rocket parmesan salad without the parmesan? Yes, I'm a cunt. And then...
uh-huh.
Yeah. Is that your dream side dish, or is it what you just normally order? If this is your absolute dream, whatever you want, you can have a bowl of cereal if you want, but anything, whatever you want as a side dish.
Maybe I'll go some grilled prawns then or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm by the sea.
Yeah.
Oh, those little bastards, those little fried courgettes. Let's get some of those.
Oh, yeah. Like a
little
zucchini,
zucchini fritti.
Yes.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Let's get some of those.
Oh, with the
See, I'm two glasses of wine in now and I'm ordering all the sides.
Just to let the listener know, Morgana hasn't had two glasses of wine, but she's fully gone into character as someone who has had two glasses of wine, saying things like, zucchini fritti, fuck it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And this is like the deep fried they're great.
They're so good.
Yeah, so crispy.
Yeah, they're
so
good.
So naughty.
Because they're so good. I love them. I prefer them to chips. I think they're a good alternative.
Thank you.
You're less full, but they're still a cheeky, greasy treat.
Yeah, cheeky, greasy treat.
I think whenever they're on the menu, I'll order them instead of chips. But if they were on every single menu, and I always ordered them, I'd miss chips.
Yeah.
So I love both. Hey, I'm a chips boy and I'm a zucchini fritti.
You can be both.
Fuck it, boy.
You're two kids.
But I'm two kids.
Two bums.
But I'd say that I like that they're not on every menu and that they pop up every now and again. Mm. And whenever they are, make sure you get them.
Yeah, well, I will do. And I'm happy I've changed that.
What's happening in your piece of shit restaurant right now during the meal when the sides has come?
Hen do's just turned up.
Are you good on a hen do? Do you like hen do's?
I can't fuck off. I mean, I won't. I'll be working. I don't know how you show people what I'm doing.
I think the way you said it would.
Yeah,
I think if you say fuck off before, I think I'll be
seriously ill.
Yeah.
Apart from like people I have to go to.
Yeah. And then what's your vibe if you have to go and you're there because you have to be? What's your vibe on the hen do? What role are you fulfilling?
Mm-hmm. The miserable bitch. And I don't make me pin anything onto anything, and don't blindfold me, and just right.
Do you not think, I could just like, maybe I'll just do like a character that is someone who loves hen do's, and
that's nice.
Maybe I'll get through the night by just acting like a typical someone on a hen, and then that'll amuse myself,
you know. It's quite a nice idea.
Entertaining for yourself.
Did you never think, when you were on your last tour, James, to do the character of someone who enjoyed doing stand-up?
Well,
no,
well, a bit too much laughter there. No, I'm not a character. You know,
yeah,
Morgana's a master of...
You've done acting. You're in Josh.
Oh, I was in Modern Josh, mate.
Yeah. James was a mouse in the Cinderella film, Morgana, so I don't know if you knew you were in such.
Have you heard of John the Mouse? A lot of Oscar buzz about it now.
Is he like Stuart Little cunt, but different?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't...
The reason I call him Stuart Little cunt is because I had one in my house and he was really sweet. We were in an Airbnb, we were filming in LA. I sound like such a twat now.
No.
And it's a beautiful Airbnb, in the hills, you know, how everyone does it.
Yeah.
And little hummingbirds. Oh, have you been? That's the best thing about LA, the little hummingbirds.
Little hummingbirds.
That big. Mm. And that big is, what, like two inches?
Hummingbird size. Imagine a hummingbird.
Little bastards. And they come... Oh, it's so sweet. And then one day something ran over my foot and I was like, oh, my God, it was a sweet little mouse. And oh, my God, he was so sweet. And then after, like, a month of being there... It was like Stuart Little cunt. He'd eaten half the rug, and because it was the Airbnb, I'm like, how am I? It was like a sort of like Tibetan rug someone had brought back, you know. And there was like corners missing, and it was a disaster. And he really freaked me out, and he was very, very, very noisy at night.
Mm-hmm. And all the mice in LA have been in films like Stuart Little. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they're there because they want to be a star, right?
Yeah, they want to be a star.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're eating the rug. So
then everyone thinks they're the next Ratatouille.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all auditioning. I wasn't like a Stuart Little. I was a man who... No, I was a mouse who turned into a man and then back into a mouse again. Cinderella, innit?
Oh, well, I did The Witches. So I've actually done a lot of mouse... I've talked to a fake mouse for quite a lot of my scenes.
Wow.
Which ended up not being in the final movie.
Okay.
Because it was obviously scintillating.
That's good. I've been a mouse in a film. You've acted with mice.
Yeah.
I've got nothing mice based. I'm sorry.
Bad luck.
Yeah.
At the minute, Oscars have opened up. You know, just said like fan favourites. You know, people can vote for the general public are allowed to vote for what they think the best films of the year were. And
what were they?
Cinderella's leading it at the minute.
Is it?
Yeah. a lot of Camila Cabello's fans.
I was going to say, I'm not sure it's
for it without.
I'm
really
not sure it's the Off Menu listeners that are really pushing that, James.
No, but Off Menu listeners. You know.
I think even if they did a vote for everyone's favourite mouse, you wouldn't win.
Well, come on. What?
Second bottom.
Yeah. Okay.
Second bottom.
You're my favourite mouse.
The second bottom mouse is sweet. Love an underdog.
It's a middle, really.
Do you want to know who the other mice were?
Yeah.
James Corden.
Yeah.
He was James the Mouse.
Okay.
Ramesh Ranganathan.
Oh, crikey.
He was Ramesh the Mouse.
Oh, yeah.
And James Acaster was John the Mouse. Because the part was originally supposed to be played by John Mulaney.
He
couldn't do it. And
two
they
days.
Couldn't even be bothered
Did
to change
he?
The name.
2 days notice, so I had to get in.
I cannot express how my absolute dream scenario in the entire world is James winning an Oscar for his performance as John the Mouse in the live-action version of Cinderella.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
People would love it.
I would love that.
Yeah. Are you going to have any mouse-based jokes when you go up?
Oh, I won this by a whisker.
Yeah, that's so lovely. That's nice. That's a real...
I managed to squeak by the Academy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is all the
lovely
total
icebreakers.
Yeah, absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Your dream drink, Morgana. We've already heard you love wine on a plane.
I'll probably go champagne.
Yeah.
I'm going to go champagne because I'm on holiday.
Uh-huh.
Any particular type of champagne that you love?
Laurent Perrier, actually.
Yeah.
It's my favourite.
Mm. Do you want it brought in an ice bucket and sat next to you, or do you want them to top up your glass whenever you want
get it? Get it next to me.
Yeah.
Because it'll be going down quick.
You're in control.
Yeah, I'm in control. Yeah, exactly.
How
ice
quickly,
bucket, 100%.
You're on holiday.
Yeah.
You get your own bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
How quickly can you drink that?
Is it just me?
Well, it depends. You know, this is your dream meal.
I think I've got some other prick with me. Yeah.
Any particular other prick or?
So a mystery human.
A
mystery human.
So you arrive at the meal and there's someone sat there with a box on the head with a question mark.
Surprise! I guess so.
And you're fine with that?
No, I'm not.
No.
Maybe I don't want to say. I don't know who I want. Someone sexy.
You're lifting up the box. And it's someone sexy. You're drinking champagne.
Yeah.
You get your own bottle.
I like this night. This night's turning out good, yeah.
How quickly are you drinking that bottle? Over the course of a meal, or is it going down before the starters arrive?
I think it should, but you know, I think champagne should be drunk on an empty stomach.
Yes.
Just to get
just to really
the ultimate, yeah. The ultimate high. And then I'll move on to wine, I think, if that's okay.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Red wine?
No, I'm going to go white.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Holiday, innit?
I come up in hives if I drink red wine.
Do you?
Yeah, I drank so much red wine at Christmas last year that I, my own body weight, in fact, and I had these welts. And then every time I went, even like sniffed a bottle, I'd come out. It was
so
a nightmare.
On this plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were covered in hives, screaming about someone cheating on you.
Two neck pillows.
They must have thought you'd been possessed. Two neck pillows.
Two neck pillows on, covered in hives, screaming about a cheater.
You're describing my average weekend. Yeah.
Champagne, and you're moving on to wine later on.
Have you got to say champagne?
Champagne.
Yeah, I have champagne and a bit of focaccia just to...
Oh.
With some olives.
Oh, yeah? Want
yeah,
some
I have
olives
some little bits and
point?
Bobs. Yeah, some little snacky
bits and bobs.
It's tied me over.
Yeah. So just olives or other bits and bobs you
olives,
like?
Olives, like maybe some of those like posh nuts or something.
Mm-hmm.
When's this arriving? Is this at the
little
beginning?
Little caper berries. Stick them in.
Yeah.
When's this arriving, though? I'm confused now.
This
comes in with the bread, right? So we're going back to... This isn't it for in between your main course
and
your dessert.
Yeah, this all comes... This is just all like, you know, foreplay, isn't it? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, so we're going back in time now.
Have we just?
Your dessert. We're at your dessert now. We're here.
Well, this is the thing. This is why I sort of like... I'm going to go proper, like, British. And like, can I have the British menu?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
You're that person on holiday now. This is all the worst aspects of a holiday.
Absolutely astonishing.
So this restaurant has a British menu. I hate this place.
I hate it. I would close it down in a heartbeat.
Has it got photos next to all the menu items as well on the menu?
No! But it has does have like old pictures of like all the other granddads that used to work there.
Yeah, that's right.
On the black and whites, you know, from back in the day when it was established.
Yeah.
In the
80s. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've got the British menu now. They say something in Italian.
Che cazzo, mamma mia, vaffanculo, and then brings it.
And then bring it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you having off the British dessert menu? A punky penguin?
Oh, yeah. Punky penguin. Yeah, that's a thing.
A punky penguin, yeah.
We used to sell them at the pub that I worked at. One of the little plastic penguins, and then you just take the head off and there's ice cream in there. like really bland vanilla ice cream for kids, and they just eat that little punky penguin.
I was in a curry house recently in Stratford-upon-Avon with Nisha Katona and Tom Kerridge, who are my fellow judges on Great British Menu, and they had punky penguins on the menus for dessert, and I thought I would order one, and they were really ashamed of me for doing that.
That's funny.
And I was like, no, I'm not ashamed of this. I'm going to order a punky penguin. And then they didn't have any punky penguins, so it wasn't even worth it.
Oh, no.
So sad. I had to have a lemon with lemon sorbet in it instead.
That's
a proper short
straw.
Yeah, I wanted a punky penguin.
Your palate cleanser.
Yeah. Well, that's in the future. Whenever you guys are somewhere, you can secretly go off and order a round of punky penguins for everyone and then come back and don't say anything.
Yeah.
That's a long game. Then you've won.
But you don't want a punky penguin.
No, I don't want a punky penguin.
What do you want?
I want a sticky toffee pudding.
Yeah.
I'm so drunk. I've drunk that old champagne bottle.
Absolutely.
I was so in character.
The big question with sticky toff is...
ice cream.
There you go.
Okay.
I like the hot and the cold.
Yeah.
No, custard maybe another day, but no, today I'll have ice cream.
I do agree with you with the hot and the cold.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It does something to you.
Yeah.
Although I like custard.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, custard is my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just, you know, I'm going to try and keep it chic. Yeah.
Lovely.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read your menu back to you now.
Thank you.
And see how you feel about it. You would like sparkling water, poppins with bread. You want pigeon focaccia. And you would also like olives and posh nuts and caper berries brought out at this point. Starter, tuna tartare. And, oh, look, a limoncello's just come along for you.
Oi, oi.
Sink that. Main course, spaghetti vongole.
Yes, please.
Another limoncello there for you.
Yeah.
Side of zucchini fritti.
This is a good dinner.
Well, there you go.
Another limoncello.
This is good.
Drink, Laurent, Perrier, champagne, moving on to wine. Dessert, sticky toffee pudding with ice cream and a limoncello.
Yes.
Absolutely lovely. Apart from the setting.
Apart from the setting, which would ruin any meal.
Look, the dogs are really cute, and there's some hot chicks. There's, like, you know, like loads of Italian girls, and then, like, and it's really pretty. And there's
are you
like...
trying to win us over by saying there are hot chicks there? Like, we're teenagers.
Yeah.
And we're going to go, oh, this sounds great, actually. Yeah. I love hot chicks.
Yeah, you think that won me over? Didn't. Well, I think the menu sounds lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, the food is
we're
delicious.
We're on the beach, you wankers.
Yeah, but like...
what are you... gosh, such a moaning old pair of bastards. What more do you want? I brought you to the beach. I got champagne.
You're surrounded by stray dogs and a pervert in the seas winking at you.
Well, anywhere you go, that's going to happen. You walk out in front of me, there's three dogs and a winky old man.
But this is your dream restaurant. You don't need to have everything that's everywhere all the time.
No, but it's just sort of, it's, you know, like, it's sort of, it's backstory.
The feeling of holiday.
It's backstory.
Yeah, backstory. Yeah, backstory,
yeah. Yeah, it's sort of, it's just adds to the vibe.
Yeah, I love it. Morgana, thank you so much for coming to the dream restaurant.
Thank you, Morgana.
You're very welcome. It was delicious. Thank you.
Welcome to the Off Menu podcast, plucking the grapes of good humour off the... what?
Well, what's funny about we've already done it.
Sorry,
and then you started
confused.
Doing the intro
and
again.
I've got one.
And then
got
Benito
one as well.
Looked, yeah, and so for this one, you actually had it ready to go. And you were like, here we go, I'm ready. And you didn't have to do it because it's the outro. And Benito looked at me all scared. And I just gave him a look as if, let him do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let him carry on. And then we're going to punk him on the outro.
Well, I know this is the outro now.
Yeah. Oh, so, yes. He's got confused.
So next week, look forward to a grapes intro.
Yeah, the grapes one.
Yeah.
Or just like whatever when we record next. That can be people's way of knowing. Oh, they must have recorded that episode after the Morgana one.
It might have even come up already.
That's true. Sometimes
the next one we record...
sometimes they go out
might
in different
be a grapes
order.
One, which comes out before the Morgana one.
And they can go, oh, okay, that's interesting.
It's going to be really good.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting
Let
for
me
people.
Say it. The grapes weren't going to be seedless.
Lovely menu from Morgana there.
Very nice disgusting, menu. Disgusting setting. Yeah. Awful setting, but a really fun chat.
And she didn't say tinned crap.
She didn't. You really tried to... You brought
thought,
up. That's rare that you will bring up one of the ingredients.
She was saying about eating crab, and I just thought, you know what? I thought, you know, maybe bonus points if you hate the secret ingredient, you know. So I was trying to get her to say she hated it. And
but
then
she said she said, basically went, oh, fuck it.
Yeah, I'll have it.
Yeah.
I thought, I can't chuck her out now. But it wasn't on her menu.
It wasn't
so
on her menu.
It's
all
fine.
How do you feel about losing past the game?
Oh, bad. It was, you know, I love the games. I love guessing games mainly. Yeah. I like guessing games.
But I love a game where you have to go round and name a thing.
Yeah, I like those games normally as well.
But you got screwed over. That's the worst thing that can happen in those games.
Yeah.
Where you don't have, the other two people are like, bang, bang, and then you've had
no
time.
They got them stored up.
Because the more time you take, the more time we've got to store.
Yeah, you're racking them up. I like those ones with, like, you know...
Films,
actors, stuff like that, go around.
Tom Hanks films. Yeah,
Tom Hanks films. But blah, blah, blah.
Big.
All day. I love playing that. Yeah. Ton and hooch. Yeah. But like, I not just because you mentioned it in the episode.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's great. Castaway.
Yeah. Benito just said Forrest Gump, but he's not in the game, so I take Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Oh, no. Captain Phillips.
Joe and the Volcano?
Joe versus the Volcano.
Yeah!
Oh, he's out.
Bucatini.
Make sure you watch Newark Newark on Gold.
Yes, it's out now on Gold. I'm on tour, James, being wild and crazy on tour.
Electric.
Electric is the name of the show. It's going up and down the UK, side to side, round and round, like James's piggy dick.
Loop-a-de-loop.
Loop-a-de-loop like a piggy-tail dick. Come and see that, edgamble.co.uk. James, you got a bloody book coming out, haven't you?
People can pre-order it. James Acaster's Guide to Quitting Social Media, Being the Best You Can Be and Curing Yourself of Loneliness, Volume 1. Wherever you get your books, pre-order it now.
Also, I've got a vinyl available. I keep forgetting to plug that. Go on to edgamblestore.com and you can get the vinyl, which we're also selling at some dates of the tour. You can get a signed copy of it.
What a great day that would be. Go and see Ed and then buy the vinyl afterwards. You've had yourself a gamble fest.
Gamble fest. Thank you very much for listening to the Off Menu podcast. You've all been wonderful. Goodbye.
Gobble, gobble.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.